All right, at the end of this week's podcast, after the closing jingle, got an interview with Drew Baldridge talking about She's Somebody's Daughter. But his story is so different than just about everybody else's. Yeah. Everybody's got their own thing. Mm-hmm. Wait until you hear about Drew's journey to the top again. Again, that's after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Yes.
Just makes us smile. Hi. Hey, everybody. We here, and we got a brand new podcast for you. What episode is this, Garrett?
We made it to 480.
480. Oh, yeah, because Lance told us today was 480 earlier on the radio show. Oh, okay. By the way, please, I'm going to say this. Please like, subscribe, share, whatever you got to do. Click all the buttons, make comments, whatever, you know, while we're doing the podcast, because... that kind of stuff
makes a huge difference. Yeah, you all the stars and tell your friends. It does help us a lot.
Yeah, it really does. And that gets the algorithm kicking our way. So that would be awesome. So thank you.
What's going on with Morgan Wallen's butt? Have you all seen this? This is a story now. His butt, he had a wet butt. People were disgusted by his wet pants while performing in the Florida heat.
So he had swamp butt?
Oh, he was swampy?
Morgan
Wallen, it just looks
like a wet butt.
Yeah, I'll let you
Google
that.
Did he like sit on something? His butt was drenched in sweat. All right, I'm looking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it just looks like he sat on. Yeah. Dude, when I sit on my patio furniture, 90% of the time, that's how I end up.
He also, if he sat on the stage at any point, because sometimes when they have risers like that, that's where they put the drinks. And the drinks could sweat and leave a pool.
Or spill.
But
how many times do you do that where you're sitting at a table at a restaurant and your drink is sweating so much it rolls off
that's
the table?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I've had it where it rolled off the table and on my lap and it looked like I peed myself.
Yeah.
So. Looks like I peed myself.
Looked like I peed myself.
Just looked like
I peedled.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, it happened. I didn't realize that was a thing. Man,
stop taking pictures of his butt then.
Yeah.
That's on y'all.
And on the other side, don't complain. At least you got Morgan Wallen on your stage.
Mm.
I mean, you never know how things are going to turn out.
Do you guys think that this, whatever happened this morning, the IT outage, do you think that was just kind of a precursor?
Yes, I do.
I think you're gonna ask if Morgan Wallen tickets
could two nights in Knoxville.
I think there's a lot of stuff. You guys make fun of me about the prepper stuff, and I don't even bring it up anymore.
That is not true. Well, that's true.
I was gonna say it's very true. Y'all make fun all the time, but dudes, I mean, I think we're just one. I mean, look at this. Look, we had one thing today with that Microsoft deal, and it crashed everything for all the airlines and all that kind of stuff. Worldwide, all it's going to take is one EMP, one zippity-zap of whatever thing in the high altitude.
And your ting-tings.
And we are back
zippity
in
zap
1890.
Zing, zing,
that's all I got to say.
My milkshake brings all the boys.
Learn how to make fire.
He's coming to your city.
Understand how to procure water.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see Kid Rock last night?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get part of me is like pumped up, and then part of me is like, woof.
He was scaring all the people,
man. That's a lot.
I don't think they were ready for that. I mean, they went from Kid Rock to, you know, God bless the USA, Lee Greenwood.
Boy, that guy, you talk about just going to the well. I mean, this thing.
Somebody told me he gets paid. Like, you know, like most of the time, like for award shows and all that, you don't get paid to do an appearance. But for Lee to sing that song at anything is like $250,000.
I kind of heard something similar.
Every single time. And I don't know how much truth there is to it, but if he gets paid $250,000 every time he comes out and sings before a Trump thing, he's making millions off of Trump.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's doing it for free.
I like the song. I mean, I remember thinking, oh, you know, I really got into it. And then I was kind of like, then it kind of turned into Christmas shoes a little. You kind of know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like not a
little,
wrong.
It kind of did. It's like a little kind of, I mean, I want to say goofy, but it's kind of, it's kind of goofy.
It's a great song.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
I remember working on July 4th at a radio station, and I played it, and 10 minutes later, oh, why don't you play Lee Greenwood? I just played it. Well, I didn't hear it. Play again. And, like, I mean, and the guy, he called me every 10 minutes because it was like his 4th of July was not complete. And I go, sir, I don't, again, like Christmas shoes, I don't know this needs to be played more than once every 2 hours on July 4th. Calm down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it's all those songs that have a specific time for them to play. Yeah. Because the time is, you know, finite.
It's like the Monster Mash, man. Right. You get it one day.
One time. One You're going to get it once. Year. Pow. And it's cool. It's cool that one time.
It is fun.
Fun. I do think we're going to end up in a weird place sometime between now and a year from now. I think there's going to be something. Look, China is, I just read a book. It's so good. So good.
Did you read it or listen to it?
I listened to it, but I read it with my ears.
With his heart.
I read it with my ears and my heart. But it was the new Jack Carr book. And it's amazing because he's talking about basically China is at peak China right now. So they need, if they're going to make a play on Taiwan, they have to do it now because they screwed up by doing the one child per family rule for decades. They wiped out their female population because the families were aborting the girl babies because they wanted someone to carry on the family name. And so they ended up with like 100 men to every woman. So their population is about to crash. And so they don't know what to do. They're importing ladies in right now from all over the world to try to continue the bloodlines. And so, yeah, they're in panic mode. If they don't make a move on Taiwan now to make the whole one China thing, then they're not going to have another chance. So with everything else going on in the world, with all of the distractions and all the multiple things, look, we've got people in Ukraine and all over Europe. We got people in Africa. We're spread all over the place. This is kind of their time.
Do you guys see that Morgan Wallen has swamp butt?
He has swamp butt.
I don't know if you saw it or not. Yeah. That was Bubba, by the way, talking.
Yeah, sure was.
You don't sleep on the name. You hear Bubba and you think of a stereotype. He's sharp.
All Bubbas are in their own way.
Oh. Yeah, no. Also, we are, this is the beginning of college football game. It's released everywhere now.
So for this weekend,
Seth Bubba's house.
So Bubba gets it on Monday.
Yeah, that's
I don't know how you did that.
Not sure.
That's the worst.
Back in the day when they said we're taking pre-orders right now. Go to Amazon. Go to Walmart. Go to all the little .coms. And so I immediately ran and I bought it. I was like, perfect. I wanted a physical copy.
Yeah, that's it. He got this disc.
I wanted a physical copy of it because later on, when they outlaw the game for whatever new reason they're going to get rid of college football, I wanted to make sure that I had a copy. Dude, I have NCAA 13 and 14. 13 is by far superior to 14.
He's got it. No one else had it.
Not a lot of people have it. So
many.
I've been able to play college football on my PlayStation for the last 10 years while everybody else wasn't. Yep. So it felt great. Yep. Now that it's back, I'm like, I want to get the physical copy again.
You're a prepper.
So I did. I ordered it. On the day one of the release, they're like, you will have it on release, blah, blah, blah. And then I got a thing like 2 weeks ago that said, you're going to have it on the 22nd. And I'm like, the 22nd? Big D gets on last week and orders it, the digital copy.
I got it 3 days early.
And got it 3 days early before it comes out for the rest of us.
I had to pay an additional $10 or $20, whatever it was.
Almost 7 days before
But that
me.
Is worth your time.
It is.
That $10.
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's entertainment.
But I need to have the physical copy in case these things that are never going to happen are going to happen.
Yeah. What if they outlaw football?
That's what they said 10 years ago.
Oh, here we
they
go.
They said it will never go away.
No, there is some. Mine doesn't even have the ability to play discs.
Oh, your PlayStation? Yeah, I think they're getting away from that, which is kind of a sad thing.
I think It was. The one that you have is more expensive.
Yeah, to get the one that plays the disc is more expensive. The PS6, which is in development and getting closer and closer to release, from what I understand, is not going to have the disc option, which makes me very sad. Because, I mean, I do play a lot of downloaded games, and I also stream. I've got the little PlayStation Plus membership where you can do the streaming games, which is so cool, because if you like to game on, like, your PlayStation 2, you can stream it like you would a Netflix movie and play it that way. And you don't even have to download it to your system.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool. I mean, it takes up no memory. I really like that, but the problem is you don't own those games.
Carson, I know I'll just tell you because you're going to ask me. The draft, when you go and recruit players in the game, it is so deep. You can, like, some players you can't get. Like, they may be like a 3 or 4 star quarterback or 5 star, whatever. And you want to go after them, but they're like, I don't want to get too far from home. I don't, you know, my mom, she wants, you know, see me, you know, often. So if you're too far away from that kid in his high school, you can't even recruit him. Like, he'll be like, you're wasting your time. And it has all these different things. I'm like so deep into this. It's like having you guys remember old chemistry sets? I feel like I'm kind of lost. Like, I had a chemistry set. No. It's all in front of me, and I think I know what I'm doing.
You have too much to concentrate on, too much to know.
Lots of stuff.
Got a lot of moving parts.
I've had to, like, rely on other guys to, like, give me little courses on how to do this. And YouTube. Online, YouTube's a ton online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like there's not enough going on in the world if you go and play a game at Sims, me playing football as a coach. I'm the coach at, where am I at? Did I tell you? ULL, Louisiana Lafayette, Raging Cajuns. I'm the head coach.
Did you get a good deal?
Yeah, it is. I signed a 3-year deal. And, you know, I don't think I'm getting paid. I didn't see that, but I did sign a 3-year deal. And then, so you can get promoted to another team. Like, you win, all of a sudden you have other teams reach out to you. You get, like, a thing going, hey, you got an offer. You want to go talk to this team? More money. It's crazy. It's a really good game.
And then how does how does, like, the portal work? Do they have that in there too?
Yeah.
So you can go dig through the portal and find players?
Yeah, see what your players are leaving or getting in the portal. You pick up players from the portal.
I don't like that, man.
Well, I mean,
it's not real.
What are we doing? It's not even real. You mean in general? Just like, you don't like players going to the portal?
Yeah, like, in general, I don't like it. Because as a coach, and because I will put so much effort into this game when I finally one day get it.
Yeah, come next week.
Poor guy.
It breaks my heart. But yeah, I want to be able to build a team, and I want to stack my bench, and I want to have the next plan in place. I don't know how real coaches do this. At this point, I mean, how do you plan?
You can't.
Yeah, it's also why they get paid millions of dollars.
Only your big program coaches get paid like that.
Oh, yeah, like, you're probably at the top 60 to top 80 now.
Well, isn't that what Saban said? That's one of the reasons why he got out?
Well, yeah, because it leveled the playing field. So the way he would do business and most benefited him no longer did. So that's why he's getting out. I don't blame him for it.
Yeah, the college sports changed a lot when NIL happened. I was against it for a while. I'm for it now. I think they should get paid, but it causes issues.
Johnny wants to know if we've ever played NCAA football against each other.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Have we? Bubba, I can't wait to kill me.
I can't wait to bring this rivalry back.
Bubba has to
we
be
need to
like,
stream it. We need a Twitch channel. We need to get on. We're God. Steam. We're getting on everything. We'll be like, watch this.
I would get so mad. He would play.
I would pick the worst team.
Oh, I had like the all-stars of all-stars. They're legends and, you know, the number one team. And he's like playing, you know, Girl Scouts. And I'm getting crushed. And he would like, I could tell, like, sometimes he would kind of, you know, let me score. And that would make me angrier.
You have to do that. I learned that trick with my son. Whenever he was little, you had to let him score. You had to let him win every now and then.
Or they give up.
Or else they won't play with you anymore.
So you're saying you treated D as a child is what you're saying.
Yes. Oh, he beat me like a child.
But don't get it wrong. It's not because I was good. It was just that's how bad he was.
Oh, no.
Because I would get online and I would play against actual literal 12-year-olds and they would whoop me all over the place.
Yes. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
Do your sons play more video games than you? Or are you playing more video games than your sons?
Me or him?
Both, I guess.
My son definitely plays more video games than I do. He's living with me now, so I don't ever get to play my PS5 because he's on it all the time.
My boys don't play. I think Zach plays some. A little. He'd play very seldom.
I told Frankie, I said, dude, when this football game comes in, I'm going to be playing a lot. Expect it, and I will be taking my PlayStation back.
Mm-hmm.
So, poor kid. He's going to have to go outside and play.
Well, that could be worse. Gunner doesn't play anything. He doesn't. He doesn't even. Gunner. Hell, he does have. He does have a computer, but he doesn't want to do any. He goes. Told me the other day. He goes. I just want a job where I'm outside. I don't want an office. I don't want to even ever own a computer. I'm never going to have email. I'm not going to do any of that. Okay.
You might have to do a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he does.
I can't wait until one day when we're done, sometime in the future, we'll be done with the radio thing. I will get rid of everything. I won't want to be plugged in
at all. I just
want to
get rid of social media.
Yeah, social media is gone.
So I've taken a major break from social media, and it's been really nice. I get on like once a week. And I don't check messages. I go and I'll share a couple Big D and Bubba videos in my stories or something like that. And then I turn it off and I go back about my life. And it's been wonderful. I forgot how nice it was. So just saying, if anybody is out there thinking about taking a social media break, it's pretty epic.
What do they call it? Doom scrolling.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is doom scrolling?
Well, you just blindly
keep scrolling, just and it scrolling. Does. It, even when you think it's positive content, it spirals down because inevitably you will come across something negative, and it also feeds the beast that you keep scrolling. That you're, what did I miss? What am I looking for? And you just get into that conch shell of tighter and tighter and tighter in that spiral.
Hmm. Like reading the comments.
Yeah.
Dude, did y'all know that Mama June, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did y'all know that's still on TV?
Sure do.
What?
Sure do.
What, really?
Carson, you'll take that back.
Oh my gosh, that used to be my Friday nights, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Like, oh gosh, it was, well, like there was like Mama June from not to hot, and then she went from hot to not again. And then one of her daughters died, which was terrible. She had cancer, and that she had really picked
Anna.
Up. Yeah, she had really kind of become the matriarch because Mama June is a mess.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the headline.
Yeah.
She a meth?
It's the season
finale.
Yeah,
I mean, there were drugs. And then like Honey Boo Boo, this poor child who was thrown into pageants and then was been in front of the camera her entire childhood and now is basically an adult. And it's like Mama June was like, hey, I took all your money.
Did she?
Yeah. So I think it was, she was the little girl. I mean, she's a little girl. She's like 18 now, but she was trying to go to college. And I don't know, maybe it's all for cameras, but it was something about like, yeah, there's no money for you to go to college. Or, well, we took the money to buy a house. And okay, yeah, it benefits the family, but it was literally Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. It was, and it was the whole family, but it was her name in the title.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, the show, it's the season finale of Mama June Family
Not
Crisis.
Series?
No,
season.
Oh, season. Oh, it's, oh. This was my Friday night for a while. You got Love After Lockup. Followed by Mama June. I'm not going to lie. That Love After Lockup could not get enough.
Yeah? What's that about?
That is people who started dating in prison. So, like, it inevitably was a woman who started messaging a guy on the inside. And then he gets out and, like, baby, I'm so excited. We're going to get married. And this guy is like, freedom! And he doesn't come home for 3 days. Wow. And she's bought him a cell phone. Here's your car. She can't track him down. And surprise, surprise. Was like, you were putting money in my commissary. I appreciate that I got all the honey buns out of you. But now that I'm out, I'm going to go find my boys. And I'm not going to see you again. Peace. And yeah, it's the best because they're so surprised that he just was using me while he was in prison. Come on.
I'm going to watch you watch this.
Yes. I want to watch
I'm like,
yeah,
stream that.
Yes. I would sign up for Twitch just for that.
But what's that show they used to have? It was Mystery Science
Theater.
Yeah.
With
the little robot.
Oh, y'all know that. Yeah.
Tom Servo.
Yeah. Okay. That was kind of
Mike Joel.
MST3K.
Oh my gosh. I still quote my favorite MST episode is it was a movie with Adam West in it and Tia Carrere. Called Zombie Nightmare, and Motorhead did the soundtrack.
Yes.
What?
And it is my favorite episode of MST3K ever, and I quote it on a daily basis because it's so absurdly 80s horror movie, and yet their reactions were brilliant. It was so good. And every friend of mine that
is
ever...
Is that out there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. They have a whole channel.
Are they streaming MST?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if you have Roku, there's an MST3K channel.
Oh,
it's fantastic. I do have it. So. Yeah. Look for the MST channel. But I used to have the DVD, and I would have friends that would stay with me that were out of town, and you know, just chilling. I'm like, let me put in the greatest thing you're ever going to see in your life. And I still have friends that will like text me about that just out of nowhere.
And it ages nicely.
Because it's already a movie from the 80s that they made fun of, I think, like 20 years later. But the best is like they see Tia Carrere's name come on the screen and they're like, ooh, Tia Carrere, we may have to pay attention. And then every time Adam West comes on, I'm Batman. And they're like, yeah, you need Batman, you go to Michael Keaton. Like they're making all these older school Batman jokes, and it's just so great.
Did you guys see the Wolverine thing I sent you and Garrett? The Wolverine, but it's Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The same guys did a Batman, the one with Edward, the new Batman.
Yeah, with Rob Pattinson.
They took that trailer and changed it up and used Adam West. They put Adam West in there.
I love that,
and it was so cool.
That's so fun.
It's not the same as the Wolverine thing.
No.
Dude, when he becomes Wolverine and comes out of the sofa.
That's the best. We have a little bit of an It's Always Sunny addiction. We've talked about it on the podcast before, but yeah, that's
I'm
now
still,
it's all the memes and videos.
I'm still so new to it. And you guys are still, I'm already almost through season 5, and you guys are spouting off like little quotes and stuff. I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's season 12. You've still got a ways to go. You won't get this joke
for
buddy. A while.
Sorry.
And D, we've got to get you on that show.
I know. It seems like every time you talk about it, I'm like, it seems like I would like
it's
that.
It's easy. It's like 23-minute episodes. Super quick, man.
Smart.
Yeah, also, there's no way that we're the only ones talking about it. You got to be hearing about it from other people too, right? Like, it's a popular show.
I've heard about it, and before you guys, I had heard about it from a lot of people. I just wasn't surrounded by it. Then when you guys started talking about it, I went, well.
There's also a different immersion of when we're sitting in here versus being out with your friends at a bar. Or, you know, like even, let's say D's just sitting like watching ball games with buddies of his. I'm sure they're not like, y'all see that Sunny episode? Like, I mean, I don't imagine that's what guys sit around and talk about, but y'all can tell me if I'm wrong.
By the way, I just realized we haven't done a pod. The world has changed so much in a week. We haven't done a podcast since the assassination attempt.
Oh.
I mean, that has to be addressed. I mean, that was crazy. My buddy texted me and he goes, he thought it was all fake. He said, are you watching this fake thing? I'm like, what fake thing? He goes, the Trump thing. I said, what Trump thing? He goes, put the news on. It's everywhere. And then so I went and I watched it and I was like, that's not fake. And he goes, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, dude, that's not fake.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to find out all the other stuff. I mean, that was some craziness.
It'd be weird to see what all comes out of this.
Are you getting all the second shooter stuff right now?
The internet is such.
This is why I have to take these social media breaks.
I thought you were taking breaks.
Yeah, right?
I know,
like,
this is what I'm
doing?
Talking about. But this week I had to get on because I was trying to find out what was happening in the world with my country and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you got all this. There's the rumors that there was a second shooter. There's the rumors that Biden's going to step down. There's the rumors of this. There's the rumors of that. It's like so much right now.
So much going on.
It's so kooky.
But like, even that, you're saying it's rumors. Why don't you wait till things are confirmed?
Well, I just said they were rumors.
Right, but, so I'm saying, well, I get on social media now. Why don't you wait till that stuff
because
is confirmed?
Because we have to be there. We have to be the first to know.
No, we don't.
It's the American way.
No, we don't.
Worrying just means you suffer twice.
You just get on there and you go, first!
No.
Remember when people used to comment that?
Yeah.
Like a chat room. First!
Every once
in a while,
people
do that on the podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I thought that died with Perez Hilton.
No, and by the way, Aiden Troyer was first today, and Aiden's having a birthday, so happy birthday,
happy birthday,
Aiden.
Happy birthday.
Way to go, Aiden. You're number one.
First.
Yes.
Hey, we'll go into it in the interview, but I do want to bring up that after the podcast, we've got an interview that is, you know, the music business is hard, and to see someone do it on their own is really unheard of. And Drew Baldridge has done that. Isn't it a record now? Like,
yes,
top 10.
Yeah, he hit number 8, and nobody had ever done that.
As an independent.
Top 10 was, or number 10 was the furthest anybody had ever gotten.
There have been independent artists before, but they were with independent labels.
Right. That he is literally doing this on his own.
Like, it all started in his kitchen. Yeah. He and his wife were like, well, let's see if we can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, Walker Hayes did the independent thing a couple times, but it was never... No, actually, I don't think he did. Did he? No, because he always had a label behind him.
I don't know. No, this is... Again, he hit number 8, and that had never been done before by somebody with no label backing.
The machine.
Oh, that's crazy. Anyway, the interview, for those of you who aren't watching on YouTube, is on the audio version of the podcast that people can listen to.
We actually got a really cool text, Bubba and I did, from Drew after the interview, and he said that the demand, people have been messaging him to play Backyards, and he said, I've never gotten so many. Because they heard him talking about it with us.
Thousands of requests.
He said people have been reaching out like gangbusters.
To go get him to play in this.
Yeah. There. I thought that was adorable.
Yeah, that's crazy. He did that for 2 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And still, like you said, he's like, yeah, I do a couple here and there. And, you know.
A friend of mine used to host those.
Really?
At his house. Yeah, he's got some like singer-songwriters he's a really big fan of, and he makes a lot of money. And he has this really, really beautiful big house, gorgeous backyard. And every so often, every couple of weeks between 2020 and 2021, he would be posting these pictures. And it sometimes was in the backyard. Sometimes it was in his living room, that it was him and whoever the artist was in front of his fireplace. But then there were just 30 other people. And I'm like, did you just like message 30 of your friends? He's like, oh, no, they buy tickets. I don't know these people. And I'm like, what? Your wife is okay with this? You got strangers coming to your house? Like, well, they paid the money. I'm like, oh, okay, but yeah.
Oh, that's something we missed the boat on.
Yeah.
We should have hosted those. That would have been great.
Come on in.
Hey,
everybody,
y'all.
Sit down.
Come on, y'all. Some beans.
Everybody crisscross applesauce. Get on the floor around the wall.
We did a thing one time. I think it was the first anniversary of doing our show. You know, outside of the machine. And remember this? It was Shammy Lemon Ding Dong.
Yeah.
And we did like a summer party. It was before Carson had come on. Actually, just D and I were here. That was back when Patrick was here, but Garrett and Schaefer and Carson weren't with us yet. Mm-hmm. And we literally hosted a parking lot party, and we had people like Colt Ford and who else was out? Was Jansen there? I think Chris Jansen came and played. We had a bunch of people just out in the parking lot, and it was pouring down rain, and we had little tents set up.
Oh.
And everybody still played, and we did the whole thing on the air. It was so much fun. And we did, I want to say, like 2 hours of the show where we just had different people singing and performing and all that. And it was crazy because all of the extension cords and power things and all that were all in the water.
Oof, yeah.
I was like, this is how we kill Tracy Lawrence.
Yep.
And in other news, Tracy Lawrence. Electrocuted in a parking lot.
Big D and Bubba sought.
It was crazy, but it was so much fun. And I would love to, because several people have asked us, are we ever going to do something like that again? And I don't know. I mean, maybe in 2 years. So, maybe in 2 years when we celebrate another big milestone.
So if Drew hits number one, do we throw him a number one party?
Somebody has to.
Somebody's got to do it.
Because he wouldn't have a label to do it.
I was thinking about that the other day. If he hits number one, why don't we throw him a number one party?
We should. Yeah, other people don't realize that. So record labels throw these parties, number one parties, for their artists. So he doesn't have that. He would need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should do that. That'd be fun.
I like that. Anyway, for those of you watching on YouTube, go to your podcast apps and you can catch that interview. Actually, if you're on YouTube, I think, Garrett, the whole interview is here on YouTube, right?
On YouTube and all the songs and everything.
Okay, the performances and all. Yeah, because the audio version that, for those of you listening on the app, are you won't get the songs because they flag that and, you know.
Copyrights.
So yeah, we don't get to do that for copyrights. But we get to share all that with them on YouTube. So anyway, stick around for that. It is coming up after the closing jingle. And anybody else got anything to say before we roll?
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Yes.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Drew Baldridge in the studio, snuck in. Here he is.
Sneaking in.
Thought we had him out of the way. Here he is. You see.
Not yet.
Not yet.
When was the National Wild Turkey Foundation, Federation?
That's in February.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I said, man, we've been trying to work on getting you in since February.
February.
That's
crazy.
So crazy.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. Apologies. You're a little busy.
Good. That's good, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
You've got, like, your story is so great. You're very talented. But here's the thing. In this industry, there's lots of people who are talented.
Yeah.
And some of them you know and some of them you don't know. And there are people that you do know that aren't as talented as the people you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa. It goes all kinds of ways. But you did a thing that is really unique. There's very few have done what you've done and kind of doing it yourself. And when we say, what does that mean?
Yeah. So, you know, I go back. I mean, I think we did an interview on here last year, probably.
Yep.
And we were talking about this adventure that I was about to go on. And, you know, so just background, 2016, 2019, had a record deal trying to send a song, a couple songs to radio. They didn't work out. Lost my record deal, lost my manager, lost my booking agent. It was just like one of those moments. Do you just give up? You know, like,
that's where most people quit. Yeah. They go, you know what? I tried. I gave it a shot.
I go back home. I work for the family. I work on the farm, whatever, you know. Well, I got to this point where I was like, okay, well, I'm not making any money. I'm broke. I got a girl that I want to marry. I can't afford a ring. I'm living on my credit cards. Everybody's shut down. It's COVID. What do I do? I was like, you know what? I'll just post on my social media and who wants a show in your backyard? And I thought I'd get like five requests. You know, I was like, man, if five people have me in their backyard, that's cool. You know, I'll go out and, you know, see if I can sell some t-shirts to them or something. And, man, we ended up getting like 20 some thousand.
What?
And,
wow.
And so I went around the country for 2 years, 2021 and 2022. And I played in over 300 people's backyards, just me and a guitar and my tour manager. So there was a stint, like, we did 20 shows in 19 days. We did one night, we did a show in the same town, across town for different people in their backyards. And it was just like the coolest, craziest tour I've ever done, because it just made me change the way I thought about music. You know, you get here in Nashville, you're just like, well, I got to make music that sounds like this. I have to make music that sounds like the radio. I have to make music that this guy is going to like because he's the label head. And I was in these people's backyards like, man, I just got to make music for people. You know, like that's when it really changed. I was playing cornhole and I was gaining a bunch of weight and a bunch of barbecue.
Are they like showing, like you're learning about their family?
Oh yeah. I mean, I would sit down at some people's dinner table and we would eat dinner together.
And you don't know them.
No clue. Yeah. Just met them through Facebook and they're just like, hey, come to our house and be like, okay. And so I would just show up and we'd have dinner. And
again, that's so crazy because, you know, we get those things all the time where somebody will say, hey, I got this friend request or this request from so-and-so. Are they real or not? And usually the answer is no, but you were
real.
I was real.
No catfishing.
Yeah. And it was the coolest tour I ever done. And then it got to the point where, you know, me and my wife got married. I posted this song on our honeymoon. It's called She's Somebody's Daughter. Mind you, the song was out in 2019 on my old record label. We never sent it to radio. There was a girl named Tennille Towns that had a song called She's Somebody's Daughter that I couldn't send it to radio. And looking back, it was such a God blessing that sometimes, you know, in our life, we think that we know we're in control and we think that, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. And then God's like, no, not now. You know,
my time, not
yours. My time. And for me, I was like, this was supposed to be it. This was supposed to be it. But looking back, God didn't give me that because it wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
And now here we are 5 years later. I put 2021, sorry, I'm jumping around so many years, but 2021, me and my wife get married. I post this song, a wedding version that I made for her so she could dance to it with her dad. And we woke up the next day on TikTok and it had 10 million views. And I'm like, what is happening? You know, me and my wife were dancing, we're crying in our little condo that we rented. And, you know, I thought I'd get a call from every record company in Nashville. And it was super interesting. I was getting calls by LA labels. Every day I'd get a call from LA and I'd jump on a Zoom with Capitol out there or Elektra. And they'd be like, man, we just want to get Nashville involved. And then we'd call Nashville and it'd get kind of squashed here in Nashville, or they just wasn't as excited. Or I would meet with them and it would be like, I'd text them the next week, be like, man, that was great. And then I wouldn't hear anything back. And I'd be like, okay, well, these people don't really, they're not excited, you know?
Yeah.
And so put this song up. It started streaming like crazy, became this trend on TikTok. They called it the daughter trend, where they'd post videos of their dad and the girls. And I would cry. I'd watch these videos. And I was playing all these people's backyards. I didn't really know the song was reacting as right. big as it was. I just felt it when I was in people's backyards. They were singing it, or they used it in their wedding. Well, then 2023 comes. I messaged some buyers because, like I said, I don't have a booking agent, so I'm just messaging buddies like, hey, can I play your festival? I'll cut you a deal, you know, and some of them let me play. And I remember the first one I played, it was outside of St. Louis, a little fireman's picnic is what they called it. And we're playing, you know, the crowd's different. It's like more people than normal, and I'm singing my songs, and people are excited. Then I sing She's Somebody's Daughter, and it was like, singing every word.
It came back to you.
I've never had that. I look at my bass player who's been with me for 10 years after we got off stage, and I was like, man, do you remember people singing along? Nope, never. Never. I've been waiting 10 years for this, you know? And I was like, well, me too, man.
Yes.
And so I'm like, man, why can't I get a deal? And I talked to one of my buddies that was in radio for a long time named Tim Richards. I don't know if you know Tim Richards or not. I was like, man, I'm waiting on a record deal. He's like, why? Why don't you just try doing it yourself? And I was like, oh, man, you know, I don't know. I said, this is probably the only shot I'll ever get at radio again. You know, I've had 3 or 4 singles. They didn't work. This next shot is the only shot I'll ever get. And I was like, well, nobody else is taking a shot. And so
you invested in yourself.
I just said, let's try it. And so I just started calling.
That's so unheard of. I mean, it is so crazy to see that you did it and you put that investment in yourself. You and your wife put in the hours and look at what happened.
Yeah.
Man, it is so wild. I remember telling my wife when I got home after that show and saying, I think I'm going to try this. I think I'm going to hire a staff myself. I'm going to find a staff. I'm going to call some radio friends, say, see if I'm crazy, and I'm just going to make a run at this. I said, I don't want to look back in 30 years when I'm 60.
That's good.
And say, yeah, why didn't I freaking try?
Mm-hmm. I know when you told us a year ago that you were going to do this, and we're like, yeah, yeah. And you walked away and out of the studio, and I told Bubba, I said, that's stupid. This is never going to work. He should not do that.
Man. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But it's so funny. I mean, that's just how it's done in the past.
That's right.
Everybody says they're going to try it, and it doesn't work out.
All right. So here's the deal. Can we do this? Can you take us back to playing in backyards? Can we act like this is our backyard? Can we act like we sent you an email and you came to our backyard and we're now in our back, the Big D and Bubba backyard?
I like it.
And would you play some music for us?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. We'll tell you. I'm gonna get. I like to smoke meat, so I'm gonna pull the smoker around.
All right.
And we're gonna do that. Bubba, he made a cornhole.
I did. I made this cornhole board. It's awesome, and I painted it for you and everything. There's a D on this side and a B on the other.
Yeah,
I like it.
Not for Big D or Bubba. It's for Drew Baldridge.
It's for Drew,
especially for you.
And Carson made Rice Krispie treats,
which are the world's greatest.
Yeah. Shaver brought nothing, and Garrett is just filming. We love the fact that we're inside our house right now.
Yeah.
We had to come inside. Bubba had, what are you making? Was this some kind of a
macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni and cheese for all of us?
I started doing something else, but it was way too much.
Okay, so we're doing that. We're about to walk outside, and Drew is going to play some more music for us in our backyard, because he did this. He did this for 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years, 21 to 22. And even we did some last year in people's backyard. I even did some. I'm even doing some more this year, actually. We did a handful where I thought, man, maybe this will just be a thing for the rest of my life where I'll just pick like 10 people.
You're just going to be the backyard
That's so
guy.
Cool. And go, I love it.
And go play in people's backyards. Yeah, it's special for me, just as it is for them.
So I'm calling you Backyard Baldridge.
Well, it's so funny. I called it the Baldridge and Bonfire Tour.
Oh, that's good.
So I started off with Baldridge and Backyard and Baldridge Tour or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, that's kind of sounds stupid. So I ended up going with Baldridge and Bonfire. We made T-shirts and, like, all their little towns had their name on
man,
it.
Man, that's so great. Cool. Obviously, yeah. you didn't have headphones on. You couldn't hear it. But Bubba had a sound effect of kids. It sounds like there's, like, a conference of kids. It's like
it's a like, bunch of kids. I mean, 800
kids.
The whole neighborhood is here.
I love it.
Just wildness. What else do we need to push for you?
Man, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and it's like, it's crazy. We're sending this song to radio all by ourselves, and we're officially top 10 this week, which is
congrats,
wild. And maybe, what? You know, in the next couple of weeks, top five. And somebody was telling us yesterday, I was like, man, you know, if you go number one, you'd be the first artist in the history of country music to independently self-fund their first number one single. It's never
is
happened.
Is that right?
And so I think that's a pretty cool story. You know, it's like we're making history here in country music.
Well, so push it to number one.
Yeah, that's I would like to request all of our radio friends to play the heck out of this song and give Drew this record-breaking event.
Well,
very historic.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it would be super wild. And, you know, obviously I'm just super blessed, super humbled to even, like, be on your guys' show thinking a year ago I couldn't get my music anywhere, you know, heard anywhere other than people's backyards. And so now – you know, to think this song has been streamed so much, but also top 10, man. Top 10 in the whole country just by believing in yourself and believing in your music.
And someone needs to hear that right now.
And so, I mean, whatever you're doing out there, whatever job it is, it doesn't have to be music. But if you have a dream or whatever on your heart and people are telling you no or that you're crazy, go do it. Yeah. Go give it a try. You don't know what's going to be on that other side. And
it's
and,
better to be crazy and wrong than have regrets.
Have regrets. Yeah, and that's what I was going to – that's what I told my wife. Like I said, I was like, man, I don't want to look back when I'm 60 and say, why didn't we try? That's the biggest thing. Even when I moved here at 19, I remember thinking people like, oh, you're going to move your little town of 500 people and move to Nashville. Good luck. And I was like, well, I want to – if I don't try – you know, I'm going to look back and regret that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never do it if I don't try.
I'll never do it if I don't try. And so it's kind of the same thing with this song. And, you know, we're hoping to, we're making some new music right now, a new project that we're working on. So hopefully, I'm just going to put it out there. When this goes number one,
yes,
we'll have a follow-up ready to go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Drew Baldridge. Drew Baldridge, everyone.